Welcome to Abundant Living and Gardening Podcast. I'm your host, Aji Asir, and you can find me at ajiasir.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And of course, you know that because you're listening to this podcast. Y'all. So last night, I watched the movie Leave the World Behind. At first, before the credits went up, I did not know that this was an Obama movie, Michelle and Barack Obama movie. So that was pretty telling, and I did not know what to expect. We just saw the trailer, a little bit of the trailer, and I was like, okay, let's watch this, Leave the World Behind. And my goodness, if this isn't an eye-opener, I don't know what people need. We've already had movies like Don't Look Up. And now the Obamas put this movie out, Leave the World Behind. I'm not going to go into the minute details of the movie because you all need to see this movie. And I'm not going to go ahead and give you these spoilers. But here is one spoiler. I just said I'm not going to give you any spoilers. But here is one spoiler. Okay, so the United States is under a cyber attack. That's the whole theme of the movie. And you get to see what the cyber attack entails, what happens to the people involved. And you get to see this one person who is prepared for anything that's coming. He stays on top of the news. He knows what's coming. He has prepared himself with food and water and ammunition, and he knows what to do more so than the other people in the film. And he's telling the people who are coming to him for help, look, dude, I have been preparing for this. I'm protecting my family. What have you done? All of this time, you don't even know what's going on in the news, do you? And the characters were like, no, we don't know what's going on. And so this person is telling them, look, dude, get it together. You've had time. You've had time to prepare. You've had time to research. You've had time to listen. Now, of course, they tried to make this person look a little bit crazy like they do all of us. All of us who try to stay on top of things like this. But he was telling the truth. Okay. And it just made me think all these years that we've been going through this pandemic. I'm not going to say another word that I want to call it, but we've been going through this. This is year what? Year three, we're going into year four at this point. We might be in year four already because some people got hit in 2019. And this is 2023 going into 2024. This is the last month of the year. So we've been going through this for 4 years. And there are people that are still out there that aren't preparing for anything. There are people still out there who think the government is going to take care of them. And I'm not talking people who are impoverished. I'm talking about everybody. Oh, it's going to be okay. And you saw that. You saw a little bit of that in the film as well. Oh, it's going to be okay when all of this is over. And it's like, what do you mean when all of this is over? This may be life, and this may be something you have to get used to and learn how to strive and thrive and live and survive in it, you know? And I know humans, people are resilient. People can innovate. People are going to make something out of it, you know? People are going to shine. However, right now, we're in a point where gas is sky high. Yeah, it may look like it's coming down a bit, but that's just to get you spending more because it's December and they want you to spend more on gifts. So gas has gone down a few pennies to make you feel like, oh, things are okay. Things are okay. Gas is down a little bit. And now they are pretending that there's been a ceasefire in Israel and Palestine. There's been a ceasefire. I'm not going to go into that and my feelings on that. But come on now. It's December. They want you to spend money and pretend things are going to be okay. They want you to feel like, oh, things are okay. I can go out and I can spend this money and help you, and I'll be okay. Because as long as we're spending money, everything's okay. But what are you doing right now? What skills are you learning? Have you learned how to garden, farm, grow your own food? Have you learned anything about ammunition? Have you learned anything about protecting your household? Have you learned anything? Shoot, I went to go learn how to build a house. Have you learned anything, any valuable skill? And any valuable skill that can be traded, you know, that can be bartered, because it might get to that point. That was shown in the film as well, a little bit. It might get to that point where you're going to have to figure out how to barter some kind of skill. And people are walking around skillless because you went to a university to teach you how to sit in the office. And who gives a hell about you knowing how to sit in the office? I went to a university to learn how to sit in an office too. My undergrad is in finance. Who needs to know how to sit in the office right now? You need to have some valuable skills with your hands, with your mind, figuring things out that could be used for trade, for barter. And I feel like these movies are telling us, and now we have a movie by an ex-president and his wife telling us these are the things that could happen if we are under a cyber attack. And you won't even know what country to blame for the cyber attack, because apparently these countries can team up. And we've seen that. It's some things going on right now that I've been watching in the news. And I'm not going to talk about it, but just it's some things going on right now with countries teaming up. More countries teaming up, because the United States has a lot of enemies, a lot of enemies. They've made some moves that the world just does not like. And don't get it twisted, y'all. Do not get it twisted, because I think some people forget that North America is occupied by the United States. Just like the United States occupies Hawaii, just like the United States occupies Puerto Rico, it occupies North America. This is an occupying force. But other countries are not going to remember that. They're not going to care about the fact that the United States occupies North America. It occupies North America. This is not the North America does not equal the United States. These are the Americas, North America and South America and Central America. Okay. But other countries are not going to care about that. All they know is that, you know, this space is called America. And America is the enemy to a lot of people. Okay? And what are you going to do? Are you going to wait for the government to figure that out? Are you going to learn some valuable skills? You have a lot of tools right now. You have this podcast. You have YouTube, you have other podcasts that can teach you. You have people online. I don't know anybody more generous than a farmer who will reach out their arms and say, hey, let me teach you this. A few years ago, nobody wanted to know. We were seen as crazy. I had to fight a dumbass city for a whole damn year over a dumbass case on growing food. Dumb as hell. But now people are like, oh shoot, maybe those quacky gardener, farmers, builders, preppers, people collecting cans and canning food and collecting water and figuring out how to clean water, maybe they're on to something. Maybe we need to not look at them as the crazies. Maybe they're onto something. And you know, in the movie, Leave the World Behind, as these people were looking for help and they came to this person who was prepared, and Kevin Bacon played that role. And I haven't seen Kevin Bacon in a while, so I appreciate seeing him in the film. But he played the role of the person who was prepared, right? And this is another spoiler alert. Even though I said I wasn't giving spoiler alerts, they needed medication, so they came to him. They were in dire need of medication. And what was interesting is that they were in a forested area. In many parts of the film, there was a forest right there. And I'm looking through the forest. As they're walking through the forest, I'm looking and seeing the plants that are in there and the medicines that could be used for the things that they would need. And as I was looking through the forest, I saw antibiotics. I saw medicine that can help with the liver. I saw detox medicine. I saw some medicine just in the forest. But they weren't paying attention to all of that stuff around them. They were going to this guy to help with some pills, some antibiotics that he had, and he had it. You know, I think that we should be collecting medicines as well if you have that ability to get medicine, antibiotics, things that can help in an emergency, get your emergency pack together, but also know that you have medicine around you. And I talk about that on my Patreon at patreon.com/AjaYasir. And we do medicine talks and things, you know, foraging medicine and growing medicine and things like that. So check that out. But learn about the medicines that are growing around you. That's important. I mean, because they had medicine right there. But they, I mean, you know, plant blindness, people aren't connected to nature, so you don't see the medicine, but it's right there. So I don't know. I'm just letting you know things are happening, but I feel like I might be preaching to the choir, talking to people who listen to this podcast, but spread the word. I don't know. The media is spreading the word. The Obamas, the ex-president is spreading the word. So go watch the film. Tell me what you think. Talk to you next time. Ta-ta for now.